Listening to Mars, ear pressed to my laptop's small speaker that replays a recording captured by seismometer, a bass tone drones some 140 million miles from Earth. Kabillion being another useful term, because Martian wind seems a kabillion million miles from anything I know, gusting unseen across the parched red surface, only accidentally captured by the InSight lander's equipment, instead tuned to intercept signals from Mars's deep interior, a seismic pulse that will say something about the planet's inner space, the kind of low-frequency waves whales and elephants can hear, though elephants hear through their feet, sound traveling through their giant toenails to the ear via bone, while whales' tiny ears sift the deep for sound vibrations, the way their massive mouths sift volumes of water for also invisible krill. At the same time, we're messing them up with underwater sonar blasts, like we've messed up our own atmosphere with radio waves, so that the only peaceful place free of frequency noise where we might hear from the universe is on the far side of the moon, once called dark because we'd never seen it, where China just landed a moon craft to listen to what might come from that great stillness, such as the repeating fast radio blasts from some distant galaxy detected by Canadian astronomers, who described the bursts as the wah, 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 wah of a sad trombone. And it is this immensity, the kabillionness of it all, that keeps me sitting here on the dark side of everything, motionless next to my laptop, a type of spacecraft, hitting replay, straining to hear an alien wind singing its deep melody through space.